Okay, this is setting the bar story. So, Kelly, what does that involve?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah. So, look, packaging can be deceiving. Sometimes you get something thinking it's something else. So, with that in mind, if you could manage to make it through the day without thinking the firecracker you're actually eating is candy, then you're doing okay.
Oh, we thought we were eating candy. We were eating a firecracker?
Yes.
Oh, that is very different. Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
That's not really the...
Okay, good.
That's
oh, my gosh.
Sound effects.
No, it's just okay. Just to help drive the point home of what we're talking about.
Got her name's Miss Wu, and she accidentally bit down on a firecracker that exploded in her mouth.
Oh, my gosh.
Thankfully, it appears she wasn't injured that badly, but so she, I guess, was with her brother. They were kind of watching TV. Her brother brought some snacks back to their house, and
they looked like little sausage links.
Yeah, I was going to say, among the things that he brought snacks, but he also brought some firecrackers that they were going to set off a little bit later, you know, and they're watching TV. And she reaches for some candy, but picks up a firecracker instead.
Oh, my goodness.
And literally, she bit down on it, and...
Ooh.
Yep. It exploded in her mouth.
Ouchie.
She says, didn't really feel any pain at first, but it could taste the gunpowder in my mouth. Yeah. Have you ever bit down on one of those Bang Pops?
No.
You?
No.
Okay, well, neither have I then.
Okay, then. Really? Really? I don't understand. No, I don't know so, the taste of gunpowder. I don't.
So, the Bang Pops, you know, those like little, those cardboard packages that you throw on the ground, the little Bang Pops that you can throw on the ground and they make... Yeah. They make a little noise, right?
Yes.
So you can, I guess, chomp down on them and it'll like give you a little jolt.
Really?
I mean, I know because I've heard from other people.
You've heard from other dumb kids that did that?
Listen, we're not going to call them dumb. We're going to just call them, you know,
experimental
and wanting to get zest out of life.
So this, you throw this on the ground and it kind of, you know, explodes and sparks. And leaves no marks on the driveway. What would that be like if I bit on it?
Exactly.
Really? That we needed to investigate that?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it gives you a little, like little jolt, little shock. And it's kind of fun.
And then you taste gunpowder.
Yes. Yeah, you taste gunpowder.
Tasty.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and not need to research that. I'll just take your word for it.
Again, this is
the gunpowder's not tasty.
You know, what I've heard.
Got it.
So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking the firecracker you're actually eating is candy, bless her heart, then you're doing okay.
It does look like little wiener sausages, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she has some burns on the inside of her mouth and stuff like that, but I think she's gonna be okay.
Got a text. There's a steakhouse in Utah that actually cooks powder. Really?
You mean like gunpowder?
Like little gunpowder?
Yeah. All right. Well. There it is.
Is it tasty?
Well,
maybe.
Maybe, yeah. All right, so there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 EJX.